Assalamu alaikum. My name is Brother Faisal. I'm the admin assistant near the Perth Mosque. This mosque was built in 1905, and that was the ideas of the old Afghans when they came along.
This is the first mosque built in WA?
In WA.
And the people who funded it got their money from camels, is that right?
The Afghan camel drivers came down and they funded it.
And as you walk through the gate here, we can hear a bit of construction noise in the background because you're extending the mosque.
Correct,
here in Northbridge.
That'll be like a sort of a admin area for the mosque, for gatherings and whatever you. The population has outgrown the mosque, so we needed to sort of extend a bit on the other side, yeah.
And we're standing in front of a fountain here, Yes. And also the stairs that lead up into the mosque where everyone places their shoes.
Correct.
And there's a lot of shoes there already. Now, how does everyone know whose is who when they come in?
Everybody uses any pair of thongs. Yep, that's available. Yeah. The reason being is before you enter the mosque, you have to go do a bit of a wash down the other end there. Actually, what you do is first, when you enter, Yep. You probably grab a pair of thongs there and you go right down to the wash area. Mm-hmm. We call it the wudu area. There you go. On my left-hand side, that's a wudu area. It's a separate area there. That's for men. Mm-hmm. We have a separate ladies' area there. The reason, before you enter the mosque, you have to rinse your mouth three times, nose three times, wash the front of your face three times, your hands or your arm up to your elbow, both three times, your hair backwards three times, your ear behind and inside, and in that same motion you can do your neck as well three times, and you wash your feet as well three times, and then you can enter the mosque. I think the reason being is people in the old days, as you know, people used to walk barefooted in, and you don't know where they stepped in or whatever. That is the reason why they had to wash their feet, and that just to get into cleanliness side of getting into before you start your prayer.
Is there a difference between coming here as a woman and a man to pray?
Correct. The women pray in a separate area from the men. They're not allowed to pray together.
Okay. And so from here, where do we go after here? We've washed ourselves?
We've washed ourselves. We enter into the mosque.
Okay.
Which is right over here. This is the ladies' area. It's basically mainly used on a Friday, which is our main day of prayer. We are on a Friday. Jewish people are on a Saturday. And Christian people on a Sunday.
Share it around over
the
weekend.
Share it around, there you go, yeah. This is the main area there, right?
And are we allowed to go in there?
Yes, certainly. You have to remove your shoes before you go inside.
I can manage that.
This is the entrance, as you can see. You're stepping right into the mosque. You've got to put your right foot in first, all right?
Oh, okay, right foot in first.
And there you go. The reason why we have this, we call it a shaft. So people, when they stand and pray, they sort of stand on the line, and it sort of gives you enough space in between for everybody to pray.
And there's two sections. Is there a significance?
This is the original mosque, right. As you can see. You can see the brickwork and all the, it's totally different to the extension here. And that's the original ceiling up there.
And it's painted pink, blue, orange,
blue,
and
orange
red,
and red, yeah.
In the boxes and different geometric shapes.
Geometric shapes, yeah.
I was going to ask you what that was. It's a curtained off section inside the mosque.
Yeah, that's for the ladies to pray in. It's not a lot of ladies that come and pray during the day, and we've just sort of curtained it off for them to do their prayers in.
And Friday's your busiest day.
Oh, yes, definitely. As you can see, the grass area outside, that is chockers. Both sides, sometimes you will find people praying outside on the pavement.
Is that right?
That's correct.
On William Street, people kneeling down, they're actually praying.
On a Friday, yep.
Is it true that every mosque has to face the same way?
Correct. They face towards Mecca. It's called the Kaaba. We all have to face that way when we do our prayers.
And that call to prayer, that's a beautiful sound.
That's correct. All Muslims are on obligation to pray five times a day. And that call of prayer is done five times a day. It's done here on the premises over there on the outside. Person who calls them to prayer will stand on the top there and he will call them to prayer.